topic for tonight, and it kind of matches with what Don and Felicia were sharing when we started the call, and it's about focusing on using the 3-1-2 or the 10-3-2 prospecting and recruiting approaches. I wanted to talk with us about focusing on the reality of our individual action plans, especially because we are 1 month away from the International Convention. We learned a lot of information. We had exposure to a lot of new products. And many people came back recommitted to working their business plan. What I want to share with you is how important it is to keep that focus. Because some came back and said, I'm going to start reworking my goals and come up with a new action plan. And here we are a month out, and they haven't actually done that yet. And that focus is so important. And if you think about what focus actually means, according to the dictionary I looked in, you know, it's concentrated attention. It's concentrating your effort. And when you look at your action plan, that really means you have to be doing everything you can to support the pieces that are necessary in order to build a successful business. And when you think about what you have to focus on, the reality is it's only your master action plan and your daily action plan. I say that's only, and that's everything. Because your master action plan, as we said before, really includes everything you need to do to expose your business and your product. That's where you're just writing down all the possibilities. And then, of course, that moves to your daily action plan, which is everything that's on your schedule, what's on your calendar, what's in your to-do list. So if you look at those two, and then you look at your actual activity, the more connection there is between what you said you would do and what you did speaks to your level of real focus. It's like Dawn was sharing when we started the call, that they are working the 10-3-2, and they still need to get two people today, which means that since she's on the phone participating in this call, Berman is still out there meeting with people to get those other two prospects that they need to add to their list. Well, the reason for that is because they don't want there to be that much of a disconnection. I mean, the reality is you don't want any disconnect, although sometimes it's going to happen. You want to minimize as much as you can the disconnection between your actual activity at the end of the day and what was on your daily action plan for that particular day, which of course then goes back to what was on your master action plan. And I think that your ability and your willingness to focus really gets back to and depends on how much you want the results of the effort. You see, even when you want something, you have to decide if you want it bad enough to do the work it takes to obtain the result. You can know that you want something, and you may, at every level of your being, really, really want it. But that doesn't mean that you want it enough to do the amount of work that's necessary. I mean, if you decide not to do the work, it doesn't mean that you don't want what you say you want. You just don't want it enough to use this particular vehicle. That's the difference. Because usually the work, I think, is more acceptable if what you want is more than just money and isn't just for you. Because you can get tired. I mean, it's 6:45 here, so 8:45 on the East Coast where many of you are. By the time you get off this call and you still intend to make any follow-up calls, or you're out there as Furman is still meeting and trying to schedule a follow-on with someone, you know, that's a lot of work. And you can't, I don't think, do that very well if your only reason for doing this is the money. I just don't think so, because there's a lot of ways that you can get money. Maybe not as much as you have the potential to get with here, but there's still a lot of ways that we can take care of our basic needs. So when you're thinking about whether or not you've been able to focus since we returned from convention, or whether or not you'll be able to focus through this next 90 days worth of activity, you really have to think about how much you really want the results. And once you decide to work your plan, things are going to go wrong. It's just inevitable that things are going to get in your way. Some of you, I know, have received a copy of Jim Harper's book, The Ways of the Master Builders, as your gift for winning the Feed Your Mind Pro Contest. It's a book that's available through the group website if you click on the external resources. But in that book, where Jim talks about the traits that really apply to people who he calls master builders, one of the first ones that he discusses is about work being necessary to build strength and determination. In it, he says that one of the unexplained laws of life is that whenever you are focused and hard at work toward achieving a goal or objective, all kinds of obstacles, objections, distractions, and adversity are going to make a dramatic appearance. And I'm sure we all know that. If you set your schedule for your meetings or your three ways or your customer prospect follow-up, things are going to happen that are going to impede your progress. You're going to have to work late. Your kids are going to be sick. You're going to be sick. You're going to be tired. You're going to have other family issues. You're going to have money issues. But you have to lay your plan understanding that that part is inevitable, which is the reason, I think, for the importance of having a plan. You see, if you come off track without a plan, you're really not going to know what to do when the issues in your life free up. You're not going to be able to just pick back up and say, oh, I was in the midst of contacting these customers for following up with them to see how satisfied they were with the product. Oh, this is the names list, and this is where I stopped making my calls, and now I can continue with that. It's so important to have these things in writing. And as Jim says in his book, part of dealing with the unexplained things that are inevitably going to come up is understanding when you make this plan that you absolutely have to be determined and you absolutely have to be persistent. Because when he reviewed all of the people that he discusses in the book who were successful, the two things that he found they all had was determination and persistence. It didn't matter what time period they were in, they all knew that they had to have those two things in order to become wealthy and economically independent. And what happened, I think, his point is that their desired objective was the driving force in their lives. It was the driving force. That's what they had to focus on, and that's what they wanted enough to enable them to resist the temptation to quit when they had hard times and difficulties. And I think almost all of us know what it's like to have hard times and difficulties and to have that feeling that I just can't do it anymore. I just can't make one more phone call. I can't come back and order any more product. I can't go to convention. I can't go to one more leadership school. But the reality is, if you really want what it is you say you want enough, you'll have the determination and you'll be persistent enough to go ahead and work through the immediate challenges, because those immediate challenges, they may be happening to you personally, but they're really not personal. It really is just a part of life. There's no one that I know who's ever achieved success that didn't have challenges. And the thing is, most of us, we have strength and determination and persistence in other areas of our life. We all do. We've all survived particular challenges. But the challenge for many of us right now seems to be in applying those same skills to building this business. And that's the difference. And that's why I think it's important to talk about focus, because whenever I look at your accountability reports and other feedback that you're nice enough to share with me, what I see almost across the board is that the level of activity is just not enough to achieve your goals. It's just not enough. But what's even more interesting is that when I talk with you about what's missing, you already know what's missing. You know that it's your activity. You know that your goal is pretty clear for you. You say that you really want it, and you want it enough to use this particular vehicle, but then you don't have sufficient activity in order to actually achieve the goal, at least not in the timetables that many of you have shared you want to achieve it. And so I think the question in terms of our inability, if you will, to focus is, why is there this disconnect? Why is there this disconnect between what we say we're going to do and our actual activity levels? And I think the number one reason for many people, and this applies whether you're new to this business or not, it's really a lack of knowledge in terms of what it takes. But it really takes. It's very easy, and I still hear people saying, well, all I have to give this business is 8 to 10 hours a week, and that may very well be true, but there's a lack of knowledge in terms of what we need to be doing in that 8 to 10 hours. if you're simply sitting at home reading your career manual during that period of time, that's not going to be sufficient. Do you need to read your career manual? Absolutely. That's a critical part of increasing your knowledge. But reading your career manual is not the same as being outside of your house, speaking with people, sharing with people what it is you have to offer, listening to what people are saying in order to be able to respond with something that you have that may be a solution to their particular problem. It just seems to me that at some place we're attending trainings, and as much as I think trainings are very important, it's really clear that all training is not equal. There is feel-good training, and there's a place for feeling good and being energized and really enthused. But there's more of a place, I think, for practical training. So if you find yourself going to a lot of training, but you don't really have a grasp as to the numbers of people that you need to be talking to in order to sponsor new people, that you don't really have a grasp at the number of orders you need to be taking in order to generate the amount of business volume that's going to be necessary for you to obtain the commission checks that you want, then there's a disconnect, and we have to do something about that. And I think that much of what has to be done about that is not something that's going to be taken care of at public trainings. I think much of that is going to be taken care of by you individually. You have to be selective and decide that you're going to read your career manual, because that really is the basic knowledge gathering tool. Okay, there are still too many people who will ask a question about how to share information about a product with someone who haven't looked at the sections in the career manual that speak very clearly to the features and benefits of our products and how we can best market those products. That's the foundation material, and then you can build upon that to decide which parts you're comfortable with and which parts work well for you. Another one of the tools that we have to be using to increase this level of knowledge is that Getting Started Action Guide. I just got a couple of calls last week from individuals who didn't even have the current Getting Started Action Guide, who didn't even know that it was a tool that they could still be using even though they've been in the business for a while. I look at it like this. Until you reach the level of success you want with this business, you're still getting started. So that means that none of us forget about the Getting Started Action Guide. None of us put it away and say, been there, done that, because you really haven't. You haven't until you get to the level that you say you want to get to. Reinforcing your knowledge with that Getting Started Action Guide is not only going to help you stay on track, but it's also going to keep the information fresh in your mind that you need to have available to share with new people. And I really want you to think about sharing this information with people long before you bring them into business with you as a business associate, because you want to make sure that they're aware of their requirements and their responsibilities and your responsibilities. So I think one of the best ways to deal with this number one reason for the disconnect, the lack of knowledge, is to get selective about using your career manual. Understand that all training is not equal, that most of your education is going to come from the time that you invest in teaching yourself, using the Getting Started Action Guide until you get to the level that you say you want to be with this business vehicle, and then continuing to take your basic 5 diagnostic tests. And I know I've said that before, and I'm sure some of you are tired of hearing that, but again, I put that in the same category as the Getting Started Action Guide. That basic 5 diagnostic test does help you gain the knowledge that you need. Even if you think it doesn't help you gain the knowledge about the company, what it helps you gain is knowledge about yourself. Because the test shows you clearly what you're not doing that is necessary in order to achieve success with this business. And sometimes we can think in our minds that we're actually doing something, and it isn't until we see it in print, in the black and white, when we see those twos and ones and zeros, that we realize, you know, I haven't done follow-up with my customers like I need to. I may have a lot of customers, but I haven't done the follow-up in the retailing section like I need to. I may be showing the plan to quite a few people, but I'm not showing the plan for any people who are my new prospects. I'm only showing the plan for people who are prospects of the people that I've brought into the business with me. And while that's good, that is not enough for you to build your own successful and franchise. And that's why you need to really work on making sure that you have the knowledge that's necessary at these basic levels. Career manual, getting started, nursing guide, basic 5 diagnostic tests. The number two reason that I think we're having a disconnect is simply because of a lack of commitment to doing what it takes. Many of us do know what it takes. We've been there, we've been around for a while, we know what it takes, we're simply unwilling to do the work. And if that's the reason for the disconnect between your actual activity and the things that you have in writing, you know, that's something that you have to do some internal soul searching with and decide why you're unwilling to do the work. What is it about the work that's causing you a challenge? What is the reason for your lack of commitment? Is it that you've simply changed your mind and this no longer is what you want to do? That's different from, I'm not committed because I'm struggling with this one aspect, or I think I need an accountability person, or I think I need to rework my goals. Whatever reason you come up with for your lack of commitment will determine whether or not it's something that you want to work with someone to overcome, or it's just something that you want to accept and move on from there. The number three reason, and even though I put this one number three as in terms of reasons for the disconnect, I think it's actually the most important one, and that's just a lack of belief that you can achieve the success you want with this vehicle. Unfortunately, there's still many of us who think that we know that this business works. We've seen it. We've seen other people getting checks. We've seen other people's pictures in the profile and in the power line. So at a core level, we know it works for other people. But at a deeper level, we just don't believe it's going to work for us. And, you know, if that's where you're struggling, if it's still the belief issue, and you can have been around for a very long time, and you can outwardly be doing things that look like business building activities, but you can still suffer from the lack of belief issue. And I think it's the issue that causes us to have a greater disconnect when other people think that we're successful. And it's the reason, I think, why we can't seem to break through to the next level. And here I'm not just particularly talking about the next income-generating level. I'm talking about the next level in terms of being comfortable and confident in sharing what we have to offer. We're still not really exposing a product or a business opportunity to even one half of the people that we know, and probably not even one third of the people that we come in contact with. And I don't think that has a whole lot to do with exactly what's going on in our own businesses as much as it has to do with exactly what's going on in our own minds, okay? And again, I have to go back to Jim's book, because in the book he's talking about the importance of belief and faith to the success of the people he considers master builders. And I want to share this with you. He says that successful people are those who dream big, think big, have high hopes, and strong belief. The strong psychological and emotional combination is responsible for the development of their unwavering faith that their desires, thoughts, and dreams will be fulfilled. Not might be fulfilled, will be fulfilled. The great works of the master builders are unmistakable statements to the depths of their faith. When you build on faith, your foundation is strong. This knowledge and acting on it is what separates the master builders and master builder types from the unsuccessful and the underachievers. And it really does get to the belief and the faith that we have in ourselves and our ability to do what it is we say we're going to do. You know, many times I get calls or emails from people who want to talk about how to make other people believe they should look at this business or they should use our product. And I think it's real important to refocus here, because just as the only person we can truly change is ourselves, we can't make other people do anything. And if you have kids for more than a minute who can talk back to you, you know that you can't make other people do anything. What we have to do, I think, if we want to achieve success, is to have a purpose that we believe in enough to realize that ultimately, our success is not dependent upon another person, not any one particular person. In fact, I think if you shift your focus from your goal achievement activities to convincing and persuading 1, 10, or 20 people, I think that's one sure way to prevent yourself from ever achieving your goals. I just think it will always impede your progress because you're concentrating, focusing on an individual instead of focusing on the big picture of your goal achievement. Because I think we can show people much more effectively than we can ever tell people. So the time and energy that you spend trying to convince someone else or persuade someone else, you know, every time something is coming out of your mouth, every time you're speaking words, you're saying those words to yourself, I think more so than you're actually saying them to the person that's on the receiving end. Because you're internalizing this. So when you're trying to convince them and you're trying to persuade them, it's almost like you're setting yourself back because you're trying to convince yourself again. Well, if you're trying to convince yourself, then there's something wrong with your belief in what you're doing. You see, because you only try to convince someone who doesn't believe. If you believe, there's no question. If you have the faith, then there's no discussion because you know it. I'm not saying that you don't explain to someone what it is that you have to offer, but you're not at that point of redefining, if you will, whether or not you believe that this works. And so if I'm spending my energy trying to tell you and convince you that this works, at the same time, I'm putting myself in the arena, if you will, of those words. And I don't want to do that because I know it works. Okay, and I'm not going to spend my time and energy convincing anyone else that it works. I'm going to focus on my goals and go beyond those people to what I need to be doing in order to achieve the level of success I want to have. And when you think about the daily practical actions that you have to take with this business, you definitely don't have the time to be spending trying to create belief and confidence in other people at this level. And this is very different from when we talk about working with your team and encouraging people and helping them along their path to success. That's not what I'm talking about here. Right here, I'm talking about you focusing enough on your particular goal achievement pieces to minimize the disconnect between your actual activity and what's necessary under the Master Action Plan and the Daily Action Plan. And in terms of those daily practical actions, this is a lot of work. So it's not necessarily going to be exciting. And day after day, the process might actually get on your nerves. But that's why it's so important to see beyond and through the daily efforts in order to achieve your goals. I don't know of any other way if you don't start to see beyond the moment. Okay, if I can't see beyond the fact that I've got to make 3 more calls this evening, or beyond the fact that I've got to deliver product to 5 customers tomorrow, and I'm already tired, and how am I going to get through this? If I can't see beyond that to my ultimate goal achievement, then it's going to be very hard for me to get through tonight, to get through tomorrow, and then to set a new schedule in place for next week. It's going to be a challenge. But we know how to overcome those challenges. Those of you who've been to school, you take classes for years, but the degree is 3 years away, or 2 years away, or 4 years away. But that doesn't stop you. So somehow you're able to see through the classes to the end result. Many of you still work outside the home. You go to work every day. Not necessarily because you like the place or the people that you're working with, but you see through the daily grind to the paycheck that you need in order to provide for your family and yourself and take care of your financial affairs. So you definitely know how to see beyond the daily effort. And I need you to translate whatever is working for you that allows you to see through and beyond your daily effort in other areas of your life to what you're doing with this particular business. It's like your daily effort in other areas of your life is based on your hope and it's based on your faith that the result is going to be there, whether it's with the school or with the job. And one of the quotes in Jim's book says that hope, which is produced when you can see and feel yourself in your desired circumstance or position, is what drives you to overcome the present circumstances in which you may find yourself. So, again, the hope which is produced when you can see and feel yourself in your desired circumstance or position is what drives you to overcome the present circumstances you may find yourself. That's why you'll keep taking classes when you know the degree is 4 years away. That's why you'll go to work tomorrow when you know the paycheck is 2 weeks away. So when you're thinking about how you're going to focus on this business, ask yourself, where do you want to be in 5 years with your business? who do you want to be there with you, and who do you want to help along your way. And when you can get some clarity in those areas, I think it will go a long way to helping you have the level of focus that's necessary. Most people who are successful have a great desire to help other people, and that desire helps them get through the times when the work is hard and the results of the effort seem really far away. And sometimes that happens, I think, because sometimes we're more willing to disappoint ourselves than disappoint others. And, you know, that may be a good thing in some circumstances. But if you need to somehow identify a desire to help other people that is strong enough for you to keep going when you don't feel like it, then that's what I think you need to take some time to do. That's easier for some people who have young children because clearly their desire is there to help them, and that will make them get through a lot more than some people who don't have something that concrete to focus on. So we can all find something that concrete to focus on if we really want to. And I think the only way to really get through the process and the practical application that's necessary is to simply go one step at a time. When you think about it, you can't really go more than one step at a time. The key is to just make sure those steps are going in the direction that you need to go in. And when you focus on your business building activities, it means that there's some things you won't be focusing on. You can't do both. So if I'm focusing on making calls to prospects tonight, then I can't be focused on making calls to my friends and talking about what was on TV tonight. I can't do both. If I'm going to decide that tomorrow I'm going to make contact with most of my customers, then I can't also decide that tomorrow I'm going to sit home and just flip my remote control through every channel that's on the table. It's not going to work that way. Deciding to focus on your business automatically means that there are some other things in your life that you're not going to focus on. And the only person who gets to decide what those are is you. Because you see, each day you decide whether you're going to do what's on your daily action plan, like Felicia shared. She was working the prospecting and recruiting approaches. She knows that she has to talk to a certain number of people a day. Well, every day she gets to decide whether to do what's on her daily action plan. But you can't wait until each day to set that plan in place. That's the difference. That's why we have the disconnect. Scheduling is absolutely critical. What day are you going to make the follow-up calls to your prospects and customers? Is it going to be Tuesday, Thursday? If so, then that means that there had to be other days on your schedule where you made a names list with your phone numbers and other days where you sold the product. Which days were they? Monday and Wednesday? When are you going to read your career manual? If you're going to read it Friday, that means you have to have a current career manual before Friday. And that likely means not the one you received when you became involved with this business 3 or 4 years ago. When are you going to show the plan? When are you going to take other people to the second look? Well, that means that you have to have the current flip chart in order to show the plan. You have to know the schedule of the local second looks. You have to have the downloaded version of the second looks from unfranchisetraining.com, which means you have to know that there is a new version of the second look available for you to download from unfranchisetraining.com. It means you have to have names of people interested in seeing the plan. So it isn't just a case of you making a schedule saying, I'm going to show the plan 2 times a week, or I know I'm supposed to show the plan 4 times a month. That's not going to happen unless you do all of these other pieces. You see, that's what I mean about it's not enough to decide each day whether we're going to do what's on our daily action plan. We have to, before that day, put a plan in place. If you're going to show the plan to people, it means that you have to decide what prospecting tools you're comfortable with. And that means then that you have to order those tools. Is it going to be a 3-part DVD? Do you even know what a 3-part DVD is? Is it going to be the annual report? Is it going to be the success from home? Is it going to be your mall talk? Is it going to be brochures, audios? Are you going to purchase the CDs from the company, or are you going to take advantage of the new process for the audio downloads? Do you know what tools are available on the audio downloads? Those are questions that you have to decide to answer before you can say, I've got a daily action plan. That action has to be based on something, and the action is based on knowledge of what it is you know you need to do in order to build this business. Because the reality is, for anyone to achieve success with this business is a lot of work. We all get to decide, though, how and when we're going to do the work. I just don't want you saying that you're doing the work because you have a calendar full of activity that doesn't have a foundation to it. Okay. And unfortunately, some of us continue to think that success is just going to happen in this business without the work, although the reality is that's very unlikely. I can't think of any other areas in our life where we achieve success without the work. And definitely no areas where we can help other people if we don't do the work. So if you know you want something different in your life, but you don't seem to be able to focus on your own purpose long enough to work through the process, then find a purpose outside of your current world. Find somebody else's purpose. It's okay to borrow a purpose until yours kicks in. Just think for a minute about all the ways that you're more fortunate than other people and how you can help somebody else. You know, clearly, as I said earlier, if you have kids, it gets a lot easier. Maybe you have parents that you need to be taking care of. Look to the community. Look around you and see the difference that your involvement in financial commitment would really make to other people. Building this business or having success in any area is fundamentally based on attitude, belief, commitment, and the decision. Now, attitude, people talk about it all the time. It's your manner, your disposition, your feeling with regard to something. Okay, we see the bumper stickers and we see the buttons. You know, your attitude determines your altitude. Well, you know, in some ways that's correct. You need to have the proper disposition. You need to have the right feelings towards something. But you can't get there with just attitude. You have to believe that it's possible for you. You have to have the confidence that you're going to be able to do this. You have to be committed. You have to make that pledge to yourself. And you have to act. You have to make the decision. You can have all the attitude you want, and many of us do have a lot of attitude, but attitude without action is not going to happen. You know, the result is not going to happen. I don't know anyone who's achieved goals just because they have attitude, unless, of course, the goal was to have attitude. The decision, the act or need to make up your mind, to decide is to make up your mind as to what shall be done and the way you're going to do it. That's what the dictionary says. But you know that's what life says as well. You can have a good attitude. You can believe. You can make the pledge to yourself. But if you don't make the decision to do the work, to make the necessary changes, or to grow in the areas that you need to grow in, it's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. And the reason why that purpose is so important is because the purpose is going to guide your plan. You know, I think that a purpose really does help you lay the foundation for the direction you want your life to go in. And if you think about the direction that's going to help you achieve your purpose, you'll know that it's a cycle. But that cycle involves these components that we're talking about. The foundation piece is going to be the belief. It's going to be belief about yourself. It's going to be your belief in your goal. It's going to be your belief in this chosen vehicle. That belief, then, is going to tie in directly to your desire. How much do you want? What did you say you want? How much does the goal achievement really matter to you? So you can have the belief and you can have the desire. But then, back to the reality of actual activity, you have to look at the timing. Is this the time in your life where you can make the commitment necessary to achieve your goals? For some of you it is. For some of you it's not the right timing. I don't know for each of you, but you need to spend the time to figure that part out. Or else you're continuing to say that you're working a plan when the reality of your world is this isn't a good time for you to work that plan. So if you have the belief at the foundation, you know that you really desire the goal, you really have decided that this is the right time for you, then you still get back to the action. And it's only the action that's going to ultimately lead to goal achievement. You just can't go from belief to goal achievement. You can't go from desire to goal achievement. You can't go from the right time to goal achievement without passing through the action. There's just no way that I'm aware of that you can do that. But when you're working through the goal achievement cycle, you have to really understand and know the value of your business. What is the return on investment for your time? 6 to 8 hours a week is going to give you a certain return. 10 to 15 is going to give you a different return. And 20 plus is going to give you an even different level of return. And 2 hours is going to give you an even different level. You have to set your sphere of influence. Who are your possibilities? Where are these people going to come from? Who do you listen to and who listens to you? You know, that might be a good place to start. you've got to decide to leave your comfort zone. You can't work the goal achievement cycle without leaving your comfort zone. Most of us are not willing and not all that comfortable with doing something that are neutral. For some of us, it's easier to talk to strangers. For others, it isn't. But exiting your comfort zone is going to be part of any kind of positive change. And you have to, of course, use the system. And we talked earlier about knowing what's going to make up your master action plan, exposing your business and exposing your product. That's all the system. That means that you absolutely have to engage the system. But if you decide that you're willing to work through the goal achievement cycle, and you've decided that the timing is okay with you, and this is a good time in your life to work towards these particular goals, ask yourself, if you're deciding that you're only going to give 8 to 10 hours a week, but you really have more time, what do you have to lose if you work your action plan consistently for 90 days? You know, if it is just 6 to 10 hours, if it's 10 to 15 hours, whatever it is, what do you have to lose if you would work that consistently for the next 90 days? And then flip that question, what do you have to gain? If you really did it, can you imagine the outcome for you? I think, you know, when we were talking at the beginning of the call, we were talking about momentum. And there was a voicemail from Dennis today that was talking about the importance of keeping your momentum going. Because sometimes I think when you think that you're building and you're making more contacts and you've got more customers and then you decide to take a break, that you're really doing yourself more harm than good. Because if you want to stay focused, it is much easier to keep your focus and to keep moving forward than it actually is to start and stop. You know, it's like driving a car where they always say highway miles are better than stop and start city miles. And you get better gas mileage just because it takes more energy. It just takes more from you to restart. That's why it's so important to get some clarity in terms of your focus so that you can get things in place, get a schedule in place, get a master action plan and a daily action plan in place so you know what direction you're going in. When you're focusing on your business, it might be helpful to support your goals by remembering that what you're really working on is a lifestyle opportunity. You're not working on the next commission check. You're not working on the next retail sale. You're working on a lifestyle opportunity. And that maybe can help you take the process more seriously so you can see through today to the ultimate impact on your life and the lives of other people. It makes a big difference if you focus to that level. It's like if you consider that your actions are the only evidence others see to show them what you're about. Okay, so if you're off track and you're not focusing, what are you telling yourself and what are other people seeing? How long can you do what you're doing and continue to believe what you're saying? You know, how does that affect your ability to re-engage and bounce back? Every time you stop, it's harder to bounce back. And one day, that elasticity that you have that's allowing you to be able to bounce back is going to be gone. You know, this, I think, is about seizing the opportunity while it's here. Because you're not promised tomorrow. None of us is promised tomorrow. We only have now to multiply our talents. We only have the time we have now. How do you know for sure that you can wait another 6 months to focus on your business? That you can wait another year? That you can wait another 2 years? How in the world do you know that? And are you willing to risk what it is that matters to you, the people that matter to you, the financial security that you say you want to provide the people that matter to you? Are you really, really willing to risk that on waiting? Once you know that your ability to focus today may not be the same as your ability to focus in 6 months or a year or 2 years. Always, of course, you have to think about what else is going on in your world. But I know that your chances of success are far greater with a schedule than with a let's see what happens approach. That's just the way it is. Being in control and proactive actually helps to keep your energy and your spirits up. We've got to learn to look beyond the immediate. We have to connect those dots between our daily actions and the ultimate goal. And that means that we have to be sure, as sure as we can be, that we are working on the reasons for the disconnect, that we're aware of the reasons for the disconnect. We're working on building our knowledge base. We're using simple tools like the career manual and the Getting Started Action Guide and the Basic 5 Diagnostic Test. We're looking internally to see why we may not be as committed as we thought we were to building our business. Are we simply unwilling to do the work, or is there another basis for our lack of commitment? And what is going on in terms of our belief levels? Do we really believe not only that this business vehicle works, but that it can work for us as long as we work the system? Every single day, you have to verbally direct yourself. You've heard me talk about the importance of self-discipline through self-talk. You've got to review your to-do list. I have to say to myself, making these calls today brings me that much closer to finding new customers and new business associates. I say this. I'm not just asking you to say this. I say this to myself. Listening to these 5 tapes brings me that much closer to keeping the mindset that I need to build my business. I might prefer to listen to the jazz station when I'm in the car, but that is not going to help me to get closer to achieving the goals and maintaining the mindset that I want to maintain with this business. It's just not going to happen. I have to decide that I'm going to do the things that are necessary for me to get the level of success that I want. The key, ultimately, is to believe in your goals, is to do the work, change the behavior, practice, and you'll achieve your desired results. But you have to first believe in the validity of your goal, and you have to follow the plan. You can't improvise. You can't take shortcuts. Focus is focus, and focus is effort and concentration towards one desired objective. It's not shortcuts. It's not changing the rules to suit the particular whim of the moment. It's just not. You can't select the flavor of the month. You can't blame other people, even if they helped you mess up initially. Where we are now with the level of focus that we know is needed is we have to look at ourselves. We have to go inside and make that decision. We have to look at our own attitude, our own belief level, our own commitment, and our own decisions. Yes, the attitude, belief, and commitment and decisions of our team members is important, but it is not nearly as important as your own attitude, belief, commitment, and decision-making. Because if you check out, if you don't keep your focus, even if other people do reach a place where they're willing and able to do something differently with their business, you're not going to be there. And you're not going to be there not just in terms of helping yourself. You're not going to be there in terms of helping them. And I think that's going to be the bigger problem and the bigger challenge. But I also think, you know, this is another piece I got from Jim's book, the best news is you get to decide. You know, just like the master builders discovered, you can really have anything you want as long as you remember and work on your focus, your determination, and discipline. And there's no way to achieve success without determination and discipline. And I want you to think about that like this. If you put determination and discipline together, you focus on both, you get success. If you take discipline away from determination, all you have is wishes. You're never going to get there without being determined and having the discipline. The two components equal success. And it's almost like I would rather make easier decisions, if you will, in my life. But I find that most of the easy decisions are not the decisions that ever bring me the results that are meaningful and allow me to do the level of service that I think is appropriate for me. And I think if you take some time to see where you are in terms of your determination, your individual goals, and your willingness to commit to focusing on continuing to do what you need to do to build this business and doing it within a time frame that really speaks to the importance of your goals, I think you'll come to that conclusion as well, that it really is up to you. You know, it's up to you, even though you're not being asked to build this business by yourself. But that basic foundation is by yourself, because you're the only one that can make that initial commitment to focusing in the level, at the levels and for the amount of time that focus is going to be necessary. Because I'm not just talking about focusing tonight while we're on the phone. I'm not just talking about focusing tomorrow. I'm talking about focusing in the context of your 90-day, 12-month, 18-month action plan. What level of focus is necessary for that? you're the only person who's really going to know. But when you're thinking about your focus, I want you to consider these five questions. Why are you on the phone tonight? That's one. What is there in your life you want to change? Is Market America a possibility to create that change? What are you going to do with that possibility? And if not this, then what? And I think your answers will help you develop your realistic plan. And before I get beeped off this phone, I need to give you the Feed Your Mind quote for the next couple of weeks. I will email it to you as soon as I get off the phone. The quote is, if you are satisfied to be mediocre, you are indifferent to yourself because you don't believe you're entitled to more. If you are satisfied to be mediocre, you are indifferent to yourself because you don't believe you're entitled to more. Okay? So that's your Feed Your Mind quote, and those are five questions, which I'm sure you probably won't remember, but I may email them to you as well. No assignment for these next 2 weeks, and please remember to send me your updates and your contact information via the group website. All right? Take care. Have a great week.